Welcome to Telab's new tech audio visual blog. Today's topic is wireless network design and its difficulties. And what we know is that the office place is changing and digital transformation is coming at us like a tidal wave. And relative to post-global pandemic, that wave that was 10 feet tall is now 10 times as fast and gonna hit us with 10 times as much velocity. So how do we better adapt wired and wireless networks in a better manner that when we do adapt, there's less business disruption and the IT investment is protected? And relative to today's discussion, if you talk to the IT staff and you talk about wireless network design difficulties, what they struggle with is coverage dead spots and unstable connections and insufficient bandwidth, security gaps. They don't have the flexibility they want, and every time they have to do upgrades or new builds, it costs a lot of money. And it's very difficult for them to contribute to the sustainability efforts of the total company. So that's the problem statement. My name is John Hoover. I'm the marketing director here at Telabs. And what I wanted to do today is to bring in Joel Fisher. Joel is the director of sales engineering here at Telabs, and he works with global companies as they do upgrades and new builds of wireless networks. So, you know, Joel, what are you seeing out there? What types of problems are your customers talking about?
Well, we see a lot of different things. I think, you know, there's three that kind of pop up that we see regularly as we move forward in most every company and most every deployment or upgrade of Wi-Fi. The first one is Wi-Fi coverage. It used to be that we would put in a wireless access point. We would spot them here and there. And as we got more and more accustomed to it, we would have a higher and higher density of them. And as standards change, and we are eliminating structural wiring instead, so we don't have that Ethernet jack anymore, we have to put more of them in and make it higher density even yet. So we do have coverage map changes. We have increasing bandwidth demands. Again, that's a natural course of adding more things to the network and standards changes. And cloud-based controller reliability. It's kind of shifting where I need to make things, where I need to make things solid and stable. So, you know, kind of talk to each of those, you know, a little bit individually. So when I'm looking at coverage maps, I used to have, you know, coverage radiuses around Wi-Fi access points. I would put one in a hallway. I'd stick one in important areas, wherever I thought that I was actually going to need coverage. And I left really a lot of dead spots within my buildings. And as I moved forward in time, those access points started getting closer and closer as I put more and more things onto it. And laptops proliferated more, so I had more wireless access all over the place. So the Wi-Fi coverage map changes is one of those things that we have to be able to contend with. What happens when my access points move and they're not stable and they don't go back in the same place when I upgrade from, say, Wi-Fi 6 to Wi-Fi 7 or Wi-Fi 5 to Wi-Fi 6? It's a different layout. It's a different map. It's a different coverage. Okay. So the second one that we deal with a lot is we deal with this increasing bandwidth demand. Some of the demand that we've seen in the past has driven things like reuse of cabling, where to get more bandwidth, we simply use two cables to an access point. But that's really, and it used to be originally termed as as cable preservation. But we're going to grow beyond the capabilities of even that wiring, so that we're going to go to things like Wi-Fi 6 today, that many radios require 5 gig. And as we move towards Wi-Fi 7, we're going to move towards 25 gig per radio. So suddenly my bandwidth for the radios is going up. My real bandwidth usage on those radios is going up because I'm simply adding more and more things, and I'm eliminating more and more of the copper cabling within my environments. And one of the things that kind of comes with all of that is reliability. So now, not only have I moved everything, I'm at the same time pushing my control of that outside of the facility. Now you can still do localized controllers, but as we move to a cloud-based controller environment, you have to be able to have reliability in the network. It has to be up, right? A single lead going down in an office environment, hopefully it's been designed right so you can still switch to other access points. But a single outage can take down a Wi-Fi access point and take several people out of optimal coverage. So when we start thinking about this, there's a lot of issues that come with, moving things to Wi-Fi.
That sounds really tough, Joel. So I got to ask you, Telapse FlexAir, and Telapse FlexAir is this combination of passive optical LAN, the Wi-Fi access points, and an intelligent cloud-based controller. How does that help the IT staff and the customers?
So it helps in several ways. One of the coverage map changes, as you move forward in that, and relocating devices, you don't want to have to go back to your closet, wherever that may be, and that may be 200 feet away that I have an access point served out of. With optical LAN, we can change the layout of the infrastructure cabling so that I'm pushing my actual connection point for a wireless access point farther out into the field. So I'm able to move things. I'm able to open up three or four tiles versus an entire, 20 tile run to be able to upgrade or change cabling or change an ONT or do whatever we need to. Basically being able to move things around as I'm changing equipment out. The other thing that we think about is the bandwidth. Again, as we move to bandwidth, we don't see a decrease coming ever, right? So as we move forward, we want to be able to move from 1 gig connections to 2.5s to 5 gig connections and beyond, right? So what optical LAN allows you to do is to, out of the same piece of fiber that I pulled out into the infrastructures, to be able to put different ONTs or the end device that my access point will plug into and put different speed ports right out there at the access point. Right? So that as I look forward to the future and I want to upgrade, I simply have to change out that piece versus recabling or looking at closet replacements of large swaths of switches, things like that. So it allows me to move my bandwidth forward within the environment. The other thing that we run into is what do I do when I put in a 1 gig system and I still want to support a 10 gig system now? How do I do that? How do I get that increased speed? Did I put in the right fiber or did I put in the right cable? In an optical LAN world, we're able to multiplex things so that I can provide a 10 gig service out over the same fiber that I was previously pointing a 1 gig service. And yet everything else on that same server, on that same piece of fiber, continues to run at 1 gig. So we call this a coexistence within the PON environment where I can run two different speeds of network on the fiber at the same time. Some servicing, say, a high-speed Wi-Fi network, other ports servicing lower speed cameras or people counters or other things like that, right? So we can have differentiated service all in the same infrastructure. So optical LAN helps a lot with that environment, right? So the next thing that we look at is the cloud-based reliability. So as I go to the cloud, my network has to be solid and stable. I can't really start affording to have outages. So number one, my network has to be reliable. And that's one of the things that optical LAN has always brought forward, is this reliability, right? And moving everything into a data center environment where I don't worry about the devices that are out in the field, and I don't worry about the equipment that's actually in my closets anymore, because it's secured, and it's secured by the system. And I don't have to have this whole idea of multiple things that have to run in a network. So as we look at this, another aspect that Tellabs has is we do something called FlexAir. FlexAir is a Wi-Fi access point offering by Tellabs. So why does that make it better? Because it eliminates a lot of that finger pointing that happens when we are running in a multi-vendor environment. Right? So that if I have an outage, I can call for support, and it's always the same people that I'm calling. I'm not calling the network provider who then points at the controller provider who then points at the access point provider. So it provides a much simpler, easier way to take care of my network and to manage my network as I go forward.
Thank you, Joel. That was great. I appreciate you going through that with such great detail. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and close out this edition of the Tellabs New Tech. And if you all want to learn more, you can go to the Tellabs website, and there is a wireless solutions page, and you can get information there. And then I also encourage you to connect with us on social media platform of your choice. And with that, I wish you all have a good day and a good rest of your week.